Title: Microsampling Drum Ghosts for Smoky Late Night Moods Advanced. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to do something that's tiny on the timeline, but huge in vibe. Microsampling drum ghosts. When I say ghosts, I mean those near subconscious fragments around the groove, little hat edges, stick noise, room tails, tiny bits of break dust, maybe even vinyl ticks. Stuff you don't notice as a separate part, but when you mute it, the whole groove suddenly feels flatter. That's the test. The goal today is to build a reusable ghost drum rack and a ghost bus that gives you that smoky, late night, heads down roller mood at 170 to 176 BPM, without stepping on your snare, and without messing up the bass. Let's set it up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a really comfortable sweet spot for rollers. Now make a few groups in your session. Drums main, drums ghosts, and bass. Keep it clean. On the drums ghosts group, drop a utility and set width somewhere around 80 to 110%. Slightly wide, not festival wide. Then add an EQ8 after it. We'll refine it later, but we want the space ready. And here's your mindset for levels. Ghosts are quiet by design. You're aiming for something like minus 18 to minus 24 dB in context. If you can clearly identify the sample, it's not a ghost, it's a drum part. Turn it down. Now we need a source to steal ghosts from. Drag a break loop onto an audio track and name it break source. Choose a break with micro information. Dusty amen-ish stuff, think break energy, funky drummer texture, or a tight DNB edit. You can also use a modern loop from your own kit if you want the tone to match perfectly. And if you're feeling extra cinematic, a little Foley-like cloth movement or lighter flicks can work, but only as seasoning. Warp settings matter because we're about to zoom in and grab microscopic detail. If you want more authentic texture, use Complex Pro, performance low, like 0 to 20. If you want sharper slices, try Beats Mode, preserve transients, with the envelope around 10 to 30. Now right-click that clip and slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing and create a drum rack. Cool. Now we've got a rack full of break slices, but we're not going to play it like a normal break. We're going to carve it into grains. Open the drum rack. Pick maybe 6 to 12 pads that have the kind of micro information we want. Hat edges. The airy part after a snare crack. Little kick pre-clicks. Bits of room tone between hits. For each chosen pad, open Simpler and make sure it's in one-shot behavior. Now the key move. Set the start a few milliseconds after the transient. That means you're dodging the readable hit and grabbing the tail, the air, the fuzz, the texture. Then shorten the length. Think 10 to 40 milliseconds. Sometimes 5 to 50, but start in that 10 to 40 range. You want grains, not hits. Shape it with a fast envelope. Attack basically 0 to 1 millisecond. Decay around 40 to 120. Sustain down to minus infinity, or effectively off. Release 10 to 40 milliseconds. You're sculpting a puff of sound that appears, gives vibe, and disappears. Now, placement. Program these ghosts like nervous system activity, not like a drum loop. A good DNB starting map is: put micro ghosts between kick and snare, and around the offbeats. Try the little spaces like 1E and 1A, 2A, 3E, and especially just before snares on 2 and 4. Think of it like a breath in before the snare hits. Keep velocities low, like 15 to 45. If you're seeing velocities like 80, you're not ghosting, you're announcing. And here's an extra coaching note. Don't pepper randomly. Use micro motifs. Pick 2 or 3 recurring ghost gestures and reuse them. For example, a tiny hat edge, a reverse inhale, and a short room tail. Repeat those gestures across 8 or 16 bars so the brain hears intention. If your ghosts change every bar, they start reading as a new break loop, and that kills the hypnotic roller thing. Next, tail ghosts. This is where the smoke really shows up. Duplicate your break source clip to a new audio track and call it tail extract. Warp it in Complex Pro. Zoom in on a snare. Now move the clip starts so it begins 20 to 60 milliseconds after the transient, so you're getting mostly the afterglow, the room, the tone, the little crunchy residue. Then consolidate into short samples, like 100 to 300 milliseconds. Drag those tails into your ghost drum rack. These are not for rhythm impact. They're for glue, like the room behind the kit. On each tail pad, process it gently. Start with auto filter. High pass at 200 to 400 Hz to remove low junk. Low pass at 6 to 10 kHz to soften brightness. Resonance around 0.5 to 1.5. Just enough to give it a tone. Then saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Then utility to trim gain, and if you want, widen only the tails to 120 to 160%. That gives you haze around the sides without wrecking the center. Quick sound design tip. If a tail is too polite, saturate before filtering. Saturation generates harmonics. Filtering afterwards lets you choose the prettiest part of that new harmonic cloud. Now, reverse ghosts. These are your inhale moments into the snare. Classic late-night tension without using a huge riser. Take one of your tail samples or a hat grain, duplicate it, and reverse it. Shape the envelope so it blooms. Attack 10 to 30 ms, decay 80 to 200, release 20 to 60. Then place it 20 to 60 milliseconds before the main snare. If it's hard to place by eye, place it on the grid and use track delay or sample start offset to make the rise land right before the crack. And here's a timing concept that levels this up. Groove comes from timing tiers. Tier 1. Pre-snare pulls. Those can be slightly early using negative track delay, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. Tier 2. Between hit filler. Those can be slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds for that languid late night sway. Tier 3. Reverse breaths. You can align the MIDI on grid, but adjust the sample start so the swell sits perfectly. It looks neat, but feels human. Now let's glue all of this together on the Ghost Pus, because right now it can sound like a random collection of tiny noises. We want one misty layer. On the Drums Ghosts group, build this processing chain. First, EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Then, if it's muddy, a small dip around 300 to 600 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. If it's poking into snare readability, dip 2 to 4 kHz by 1 or 2 dB. And here's a really useful concept. Make a ghost pocket EQ map. Instead of just high passing and praying, reserve a home for ghosts. Often that 600 Hz to 1.8 kHz for papery room, and slash or 7 to 10 kHz for air. Actively avoid the 2 to 5 kHz range where snares speak clearly, unless it's a super quiet pre-snare inhale. Quick method. Temporarily boost a narrow EQ bell by 6 dB and sweep until the ghosts suddenly become obvious and identifiable. The moment they pop out as a sample, that's the spot to cut. After EQ, optionally add a gate if you need tightness. Set the threshold so it closes between phrases, but don't chop it unnaturally. Ghosts should breathe. Then drum bus. Drive around 2 to 8. Crunch low for liquid, higher for darker techie stuff. Keep boom at 0. We do not want low end in ghosts. And pull down transients, like minus 5 to minus 20, to keep them soft and non-competing. Then a saturator for glue. 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Then hybrid reverb, but subtle. Short room. Decay 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Predelay 0 to 15 milliseconds. High cut at 6 to 9 kHz. Mix 5 to 12%. This should feel like air in the room, not a washy tail. Finish with utility for final trim, and if there's any low end left, bass mono on. Now a big one. Sidechain the ghosts from the kick and snare. This is how you keep the drop clean, while still having the smokiness in the gaps. Put a compressor on the Drums Ghosts group. Enable sidechain. Feed it from your kick and snare bus, or a dedicated sidechain trigger track. Set ratio somewhere between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack really fast, like 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds, and try to match it to the groove so the ghosts come back naturally after the hit. Bring down the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When kick and snare hit, what you're doing is literally making the ghosts disappear at the impact moment, then reappear in the negative space. That's the whole illusion. At this point, do a low volume reference check. Turn your monitoring down. Late night ghosts should still register at low volume. If they only work when it's loud, they're probably living in harsh bands, or you're relying too much on stereo width. Which brings us to mono. Do a mono check. Temporarily put a utility on your master and set width to 0. If your ghost layer disappears completely, it means you went too wide and too side only. Bring some of the presence back into midrange, reduce extreme width, and let the pocket EQ do the work. Now let's talk arrangement, because ghosts aren't just sound design, they're an arrangement lever. In intros, you can run ghosts plus atmos and distant break tails before the main drums even arrive. In the pre-drop, increase ghost density and maybe slightly increase reverb mix. In drop A, keep ghosts minimal but consistent. In drop B, swap to a different ghost kit or increase drum bus drive for contrast without rewriting your drums. In breakdowns, you can bring ghosts forward briefly by a couple dB, open the low-pass filter, then snap them back down for the drop. One of the cleanest ways to do this is density automation. not volume automation. Keep the ghost group level mostly fixed, and instead turn notes on and off. Maybe in drop A only 30 to 40% of ghost notes fire. In the pre-drop, go 70 to 90% plus more reverse breaths. That feels like energy increasing without the mix getting louder and messy. And if you want that hypnotic roller stability, do this. Craft one perfect bar of ghosts, resample it, commit to it, loop it for 8 bars, and then just add tiny automation moves like a filter opening from 6kHE to 12kHE, or reverb mix from 6% to 12% in the breakdown. It stays consistent but still evolves. Speaking of resampling, here's the advanced workflow that makes everything feel insanely cohesive. Solo your ghost group and resample 2 to 4 bars to audio. Then slice that recording to a new drum rack. Now you're sampling your own micro groove. It's like making a custom ghost break that already matches your track perfectly. From there you can go even further. Warp it in texture mode, grain size 20 to 40, flux 10 to 25, low pass to 5 to 8kHz, and sidechain hard from the snare. That becomes a sinister motion layer that doesn't read as a new drum loop. Now, common mistakes to avoid, quick and ruthless. If ghosts are too loud, it's wrong. Turn them down until you miss them when they're gone, but don't notice them when they're present. If there's too much low mid, especially 200 to 600hz, you'll build mud under the reese and the snare body, high pass, and carve. If you're overlapping transients with the snare, you'll lose snare clarity. Push starts after transients, soften transients with drum bus. Avoid 2 to 5kHz unless it's a whisper. If timing is random, it's clutter. Use the timing tiers, early pulls, late fillers, and controlled reverse breaths. If the reverb is too big, it's washed out, not late night. Short, filtered space wins. Let's lock this in with a fast practice exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Load a break and slice it to drum rack. Pick 8 slices. On each, set start offset after the transient, length 10 to 40ms, and a short decay envelope. Program a two-bar roller ghost pattern with 6 to 12 hits between kick and snare. Velocities 15 to 45. This audio version is shortened for playback.